Let's have a look at stanzas 7 through 12 of the Xinxin Ming, A Trust in Mind. So when we were last with Sung San yesterday, he had said, when you try to stop activity by passivity, your very effort fills you with fills you with activity. As long as you remain in one extreme or the other, you will never know oneness. And now he goes on to tell us, those who do not live in the single way fail in both activity and passivity, assertion and denial. To deny the reality of things is to miss their reality. To assert the emptiness of things is to miss their reality. The more you talk and think about it, the farther astray you wander from the truth. Stop talking and thinking, and there is nothing you will not be able to know. To return to the root is to find meaning, but to pursue appearances is to miss the source. At the moment of inner enlightenment, there is going beyond appearance and emptiness. The changes that appear to occur in the empty world we call real only because of our ignorance. Do not search for the truth. Only cease to cherish opinions. Do not remain in the dualistic state. Avoid such pursuits carefully. If there's even a trace of this and that, of right and wrong, the mind essence will be lost in confusion. Those are the six verses we'll look at today. So in the first one, Sung San says, those who do not live in the single way fail in both activity and passivity, assertion and denial. Once again, Sung San wants to make sure we hear him. So once again, he warns us about clinging to opposites. Whether we choose to push ourselves forward in aggressive action or alternately run up a mountain in search of a cave full of peace and bliss. Whichever we do, we'll be conjuring ideas. Ideas about reality, and along the way, totally missing the truth, the reality of the whole, the interconnectedness of things. But in harmony with the Tao, our insight recognizes when we've been acting on ideas rather than experiences, rather than on what's naturally unfolding in any moment. Sung San is referring to the two truths, right? The absolute and the relative, the whole, emptiness, and the 10,000 things, form, like the laundry and your boss. Emptiness, wholeness is relinquishing all views, including the view of emptiness. Relinquish all opposites, the absolute and the relative, not opposites. One holds the other. They are one, but also two. They are one and two. Those of you who know the smoking man, Kung'an, are clear on this. By letting go of our preconceived notions, we instead live our own experience moment to moment. And Sung San goes on. To deny the reality of things is to miss their reality. To assert the emptiness of things is to miss their reality. We don't have to be defined by our thoughts. We experience the beauty and joy of a grandchild's laugh without thinking grandchild or laugh. We neither deny or assert that the laugh is real or that it's empty. We just experience it. We don't climb into our heads. We don't need to. We don't have to have any theories about that experience. Neither do we have to have any theories about the Tao. It's just the same, just living it. Why? Because form is emptiness and emptiness is form. And Sung San says, the more you talk and think about it, the further astray you wander from the truth. Stop talking and thinking, and there is nothing you will not be able to know. Right here, we need to be clear that Sung San is not suggesting we never think or talk. That, for starters, would be making opposites, talking and not talking. Sometimes talk is appropriate. course it is. If you want to give someone directions, if you want to help someone who's grieving over a lost child, if you want to work out how the speed of light is going to affect the next ride into interstellar space, it's going to be a good idea to use some language. But at the same time, remember that language is only a representation of reality, not reality. Words are metaphors. We just have to remember that to see, really see the true nature of things, that will only happen when our internal chatter slows to a stop. That superfluous noise. And that's what Sung San's trying to tell us. Don't see that chatter as reality. Don't make any big decisions based on it. When thinking, think. Otherwise, practice quieting the mind. That's when we see clearly. And not only that, it's when we truly experience peace and quiet, a tranquil state. Stopping the internal chatter, inner silence, lets us find our intuition and our spontaneity. We find new ways of knowing things. And Sung San emphasizes the point. To return to the root is to find meaning, but to pursue appearances is to miss the source. At the moment of inner enlightenment, there is going beyond appearance and emptiness. This is an amazing stanza. It's so rich. We could spend the entire retreat just concentrating on it, I think. Maybe you'll want to spend some time with it. I'll say it again. To return to the root is to find meaning, but to pursue appearances is to miss the source. At the moment of inner enlightenment, there is going beyond appearance and emptiness. So what's the root of all things? Emptiness, interbeing, dependent origination. But also, in all of the Buddhist teachings, compassion, compassion. Nothing has its own separate permanent being, and yet we resolve to be compassionate to each and every one, each and every being. Our problem is that we mistake appearances, often via that chatter in our heads, so we don't see that we must bring our wisdom and compassion to the way we live moment to moment, again and again. Our compassion for all beings, it doesn't get us anything. It doesn't gain us any kind of merit, no cosmic gold stars. Compassion just exists and acts for no reason. No reason other than a bodhisattva, you, understands that their actions are just as empty as anything else, including the bodhisattva. But this gives acts of compassion great meaning, because the bodhisattva's compassion takes place in this world of appearances. The bodhisattva, you, use skillful means to try to relieve uneasiness, suffering, disappointment, all types of dukkha, while at the same time, never losing sight of your own interconnectedness, your own non-self, that you have no permanent separate self. And because of this, you can just act. We can just act. We don't turn compassion into another concept, another thing that's only superficial appearance, another thing to be counted and weighed. And you avoid duality and feelings of superiority. I'm doing this for you. No, just the doing. This is going beyond both appearance and emptiness. This is understanding dependent origination, that this is because that is. This is the place from which a bodhisattva acts. You know, this is a revolutionary worldview. It leaves behind any kind of herd mentality. or approval or disapproval. In it, there's no nihilistic, pessimistic sense of emptiness. This is prajna wisdom, going beyond language, going beyond ideas. Wu Men, who compiled The Gateless Gate, wrote that this going beyond meant one instant is eternity. Eternity is now. When you see through this one instant, you see through the one who sees. We sit. We do this, sometimes hard, formal practice, to find our unmoving center, our dantian, grow our strong center, which then will not be moved by either the internal chatter or external phenomenon, the stuff that's going on around us. Sung San continues, the changes that appear to occur in the empty world, we call real only because of our ignorance. Do not search for the truth, only cease to cherish opinions. The stuff of our world, the stuff of our psyche, all empty. All empty. They're all dependently arisen. An orange can't exist without seed, soil, sun, water, fertilizer, farmer. Ignorance is when we don't see that the constant change all around us is always dependently arising. And that we're part of it too. We're part of that dependent arising too. When circumstances around us change, we're going to. If we try to search for big truths, capital T, we just reinforce our notion of a separate self. Instead, wake up now and again and see that we're truly all in this together. And that we can freely let go of our opinions. I mean, it's our choice, huh? We can stand there spouting opinions about a redwood tree, or we can just be there with it. Watch it until we stop identifying ourselves as something separate. You can do that with the tree out in your yard. Not searching for truth, not clinging to opinions, is a dynamic, robust enterprise. It's wei wu wei, the doing of not doing. Equanimously letting go of all our views and opinions, letting go of our habitual patterns of behavior, our habit mind, making this a core principle of our lives. Just noticing whenever we form a superfluous opinion, this is delusion. This is the deluded mind at work. Then Sung San says, do not remain in the dualistic state. Avoid such pursuits carefully. If there's even a trace of this and that, of right and wrong, the mind essence will be lost in confusion. Simply put, he says that duality of self and other is the basic split. It's what causes us endless pain and upset, that confusion. To see past this duality takes constant mindfulness, constant paying attention. We have to keep it in front of mind as much as we can, as much as we can manage. Otherwise, it'll be just another bit of self-help hype that we tucked away after glancing at the video post. We aspire to stillness, stillness of mind, to equanimity, which is actually home for us. It's coming home, and through practice, we can find that home and return there at any time. There's nothing spiritual here in any of this, nothing to cling to. We need only discover emptiness, our Buddha nature, the whole, the one, and then find our correct function among the 10,000 things. Then our confusion disappears, and we are Kwanse Mbosa. We are the Bodhisattva of compassion. We need only stop picking and choosing. Thank you so much for your patient listening. During these past 3 days, I think we've only begun to find what there is to be found in the trust in mind. I think you probably see that. Myself, I'm overwhelmed by what there is to discover in it. And if I were not working really hard right now to avoid dualities, I would feel quite inadequate to the task, but I don't want to make adequate inadequate. Just try 10,000 years. I'm having no trouble working from beginner's mind. I did some background reading into the Shinshin Mingmi for today, and I particularly want to mention, in case you're interested, the book Trust in Mind by Mu Song, M-U-S-O-N-G.